Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates. It is Friday morning.
It's Friday, and I finally got to ride my bike.
Excellent. Excellent. Rode your bike in. It wasn't pouring down rain this morning.
It wasn't pouring down rain or icy. It's fantastic.
Congratulations. Friday, what coffee did you choose for Friday?
Oh, I have Michigan cherry today.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So how do they get do they like infuse it with cherries?
Something like that. I haven't asked. But yeah, it tastes like cherry.
I had cherries in my smoothie this morning. I don't
were
do that
they
every
Michigan
morning.
Cherries?
I doubt it. I doubt
probably
it.
Washington.
They were the generic frozen ones that I threw in the smoothie this morning for some. Wait, what is it? What vitamin or nutrient did I get from cherries? It starts with an M.
You got to warn me about these questions so I can Google them.
Someone much wiser than me who's listening right now could email us at coffee and let me know what nutrients. We need to have Camille back in the studio from the Dairy Council. She could tell me what nutrients I get
from
frozen cherries. Speaking of education and learning and being smart.
Yes, all those good things on a Friday. we're talking about pastoral education this morning, and not just the seminary kind of pastoral education, but the continuing kind that happens once you've graduated and you're ordained and you're serving a parish.
Post-seminary?
There
applied
you go.
Learning.
That's
like
the
that.
Short way to say one.
That's the name, too.
It is. We're talking about PALS today, which is Post-Seminary Applied Learning and Support. I like PALS better. It sounds friendly. And with us in studio, we have Pastor Andy Becker, who is Associate Pastor of St. John Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri. Welcome, Pastor.
Good morning. Thanks.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Did you have cherries in your breakfast, too?
I did not have cherries in my breakfast. I'm missing out.
You are totally missing out.
That must be why we're bouncing off the walls this morning, huh? Cherries in the breakfast.
Crazy.
See, that's what you're going to do next week, isn't it?
Might have to try it next Friday morning, yeah.
Frozen cherries in the smoothie, man.
Or cherry coffee from Michigan.
Or cherry coffee.
So, let's stay on topic.
Okay, sorry. I don't even have the talking stick.
You don't.
Sorry.
You don't, I do. So, Pastor, tell me a little bit about how you got involved in PALS and what it is.
Yeah, PALS, like you said, post-seminary. So it's after you finish seminary, you got your first call, and you're serving in a parish. And it is just what it says. It's an opportunity for learning, to continue learning now that you're in the parish and dealing with real-life situations and things like that. And then you have the support that comes, so you're meeting together with other pastors. And so it's a program for pastors the first 3 years out of seminary that they can be involved with in those meetings. Usually 6 meetings a year, that different formats that they take place. Some of them are the group I was involved in. We did 3 2-day meetings a year that way. And what I love about PALS and what I really appreciated for me is that it wasn't just for me. It was also, my wife was included and a vital participant in that. And that's really what made it very worthwhile for me, is we could be learning and growing together. And it wasn't one more thing that took me away from my family in my ministry. So we could do that together.
A mentor, a wise man, once told me that the seminary makes seminarians, the parish makes the pastor. Mm-hmm. Is that true? And how does PALS complement that as you're in the parish and really continuing that formation of becoming a pastor?
Yeah, my seminary education was invaluable. What I learned there to think theologically, to grow in my theological frameworks, but to apply that then in real life situations, as you're talking with people, as you're supporting people, as you're sharing God's word with His people and those in your congregation and community. You really are formed through those things. And then PALS is just, it provides an opportunity to unplug from that for a day or two and reflect on that with other people that are going through the same experience, to see what you're doing well, what you're not doing well, and then to sharpen some skills through some of the education and learning that goes on during PALS weekends or events.
Now, you mentioned that you and your wife do this together. So this is something for seminarians and their wives.
Yeah, so pastors and their wives, it's for both. you know, they really encourage that to be something that you can do with your spouse. And we, our group has provided childcare when kids come along for those as well, so that you weren't even trying to have to find a sitter for your kids or those kinds of things. And some of the things you could even do together as a family. So, yeah, but the learning, some of the topics would be for all of us, both pastors and wives. And some of the topics we would break apart, and the wives would go and talk about wifely things, if that's a word. And the pastors would talk more maybe pastoral things or specific ministry things, preaching or other things like that, depending on what the topic for the weekend was.
How is that ability to do this as a unit, as a husband and wife unit? How does that affect your ability to serve the church better?
Yeah, so knowing that my wife and I are a team, and as being married, we're partners in that. I'm the one with the call. I'm the one that's doing pastoral ministry, but my wife is my support in that. I think different than many other vocations, a pastor's wife doesn't have a call, but yet they still have a position or a job description, a vocation within that. And so to recognize that is part of who you are as a pastor, of how your wife is supported and how she is handling the call and the duties of those things that you have, and balancing those out, and what's normal, what's appropriate, what struggles are there for a pastor to be feeling or to have, and a pastor's wife to be feeling, and how to work through some of those things of demands on time and a call in the middle of the night that your husband gets, and to work through that. And so it helped me as a pastor going through that to know that my wife had the support that she could talk through with other people that were going through similar situations that I frankly wasn't going through. I'm not a pastor's wife and never will be. So, you know, that was helpful for her to have that support that way too.
How long have you been out of seminary now?
I have been out of seminary 8 years. So I was 8 years out of seminary, been at St. John's and Arnold since that time. First 3 years I was in the PALS program. And then the last 3 years, I had 2 years where I wasn't doing anything with PALS. The last 3 years I was asked to be a PALS facilitator with my wife. So my wife and I now are facilitating a PALS group. So.
Why did you accept that invitation to be a facilitator?
Nikki and I found such value, my wife Nikki and I found such value in just the experience that we had, the support that we had with PALS, that we wanted to offer and help facilitate, make sure that opportunity was there for other pastors and their wives. So we gladly accepted that responsibility and have enjoyed just working with supporting other pastors and their wives now as they come out of seminary.
How has your experience with the program changed from being a participant to being a facilitator and kind of being on the other end of the situations?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just the more coordination is there. what I value and love about being a facilitator is I'm learning just as much from these pastors and their wives as I was when I was participating in the program. It's not something where it's I'm the expert coming in with all the answers. Let's provide a safe space, a safe place, an opportunity to talk about the things that need to be talked about, and then provide the opportunity for learning and growing in the midst of that too. Sometimes I think I know what we're going to talk about that weekend, and it might change because of where individuals are at within the group and what we need to talk about within that.
Do you have any stories of people anonymously, of course, but any experiences you can share of how it's been a shift in somebody's point of view or how it's affected positively, hopefully.
Well, just to protect those that are there,
because
we want to keep that safe. I'll just share a story about myself, and that was we had a professor from the seminary come in and talk about preaching. And it had been something in my area of ministry that I'd felt that I can do better than I'm doing. And so as he came in and throughout the course of the weekend and the conversation, it really just challenged me, gave me some new tools. And it also helped Nikki and I be able to, he provided a framework for us as pastors and wives to talk about our sermons on many different levels, because your wife hears your sermons in a way different than anybody else does. And so
she has a different context.
She does.
And so provided a great framework for us, and what had been maybe I'm looking for input or feedback and, hey, how am I doing? And she didn't know honestly how to answer that. And it probably wasn't even a fair question. but then we had the opportunity through this to have that framework. And it's not only helped my preaching, but it's actually helped our spiritual life as a couple to be able to talk about God's words and how that's been delivered on Sunday morning.
Her context is she knows that you're preaching to yourself when you're preaching, right?
That is one of those contexts.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. And pastors and wives can learn more about PALS. How do they get connected with PALS? Is that through their district?
So it is through the district. It is a program or a synod, but facilitated through the districts. The seminaries, both our seminaries, do a great job of talking up PALS and giving PALS FaceTime to our fourth-year seminarians as they're receiving their calls and encourage them to plug into PALS. Our synod does a great job of mailing invitations to participate in that. But then the facilitators work to connect individually with all of the new graduates, the new pastors and their wives. And so that was the way that we did that.
Thanks, Pastor Becker. God's blessings on your weekend.
Thanks so much.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour on Worldwide KFUO. More to come in just a moment.